Welcome to Growth Bites by Growth Rocks, your personal Gen AI podcast. Ever feel like innovation is this exclusive club you can't get into? Well, not anymore. We're diving into how AI is democratizing innovation, making it accessible to everyone, not just the tech giants.
I'm all ears. It sounds like we're talking about a pretty fundamental shift. So, what exactly does democratizing innovation mean in this context? Is it just about making technology cheaper?
It's way more than that. It's about empowering individuals to create and develop what they need, rather than waiting for some big company to do it. Think of it as user-driven innovation, fueled by readily available AI tools. Remember Eric von Hippel from MIT? He's the guy who coined the term, a real pioneer in user innovation.
Right, von Hippel. So how does this play out in the real world? Are we talking about regular people building complex software?
Not necessarily. The article gives some great everyday examples. Imagine writing a personalized bedtime story for your newborn, composing a lullaby, or even designing a unique teddy bear. These are all acts of democratized innovation, creating something tailored to your specific needs and desires.
I see. Interesting. So it's about applying that same creative spirit, but with the help of AI tools to amplify our efforts, right?
Exactly. The article highlights several key enablers, like no-code, low-code platforms, AI-powered tools, and digital design tools. These tools put the power of creation in everyone's hands, regardless of technical expertise. Personally, I'm fascinated by the impact of AI. It's making advanced capabilities like natural language processing and image generation accessible to everyone. It's mind-blowing.
Absolutely. But isn't there a risk that this will lead to a flood of, well, mediocre creations? If everyone's a creator, does that devalue true innovation?
I get where you're coming from, but I think the opposite is true. Democratizing innovation isn't about lowering standards. It's about opening up the playing field. It's about fostering divergent thinking.
Divergent thinking?
Yeah, the ability to generate multiple unique solutions to a problem. AI tools can actually boost divergent thinking by helping us explore multiple perspectives, overcome cognitive biases, and, frankly, think outside the box.
Got it. So AI acts as a sort of catalyst, sparking creativity and expanding the possibilities?
Precisely. The article uses the analogy of crafting a song. You need lyrics, music, creativity, emotion, and structure. AI can help with the music and even the lyrics, but your creativity and emotion are what make the song truly unique. They even give examples of songs created with AI tools and lyrics from ChatGPT based on the syllabus of a marketing course. It's really cool.
That's fascinating. And what about other creative fields? Like, say, perfume or storytelling?
The article touches on that too. Imagine creating a perfume that captures the essence of King Louis XIV, or crafting a personalized bedtime story with Meta's AudioCraft. AI empowers us to explore these creative avenues in ways we never could before.
It sounds like the possibilities are endless. But what about visual art? How does AI democratize that?
Well, think about image AI tools like Midjourney. They allow you to blend different styles and references to create something entirely new. The article showcases an image created with Midjourney's editor functionality, combining various elements into a single, cohesive piece.
So instead of replacing human artists, AI is giving them new tools to express themselves?
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not replacement. The article argues that generative AI's true potential lies in empowering humans. By adopting an AI-first mindset, we can unlock incredible possibilities, not just in art, but in tackling global challenges and building a more sustainable future.
That's a powerful message. It sounds like we're on the cusp of a real creative renaissance, driven by the democratization of innovation through AI.
I couldn't agree more. This is just the beginning. And that's it for today's Growth Bites by Growth Rocks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.